students will get, I feel, a very outstanding educational experience from this trip. One, I've hopefully maybe seen the President of the United States. The other, being a part of an organization this large, I know of any, you know, another type of an organization in the school or something like that, where all the students can participate at the same time and feel important, feel just as important as the next person in it.
Our New Richmond High School band is really the tops. They bring a tear to your eye sometime when they play, the various patriotic songs. You just don't want to leave. You just feel so warm and, I really don't know how to express it. I guess the fact that it just makes you so proud that they're your band.
Well, it's absolutely overwhelming. I'm sure we never dreamed that the community would respond, and the community largely, and the rest of the state even. There's been funds coming in. We even got one from a check from the Hibernia Bank, Patty Hearst Bank, out in California, when she held up.
I'm happy for the New Richmond High School Band that they're out here to represent the state of Wisconsin. They're a wonderful group.
I have people with me that tell me they're about 15 below there this morning, so this probably does feel warm.
I wish they could play It's a Hot Time in the Old Town tonight, though. We could use that right now.
We'll be here regardless.
Right. Sure will. Our happy days are here again.
Right.
WIXK, good morning everyone. Today on WIXK you'll be hearing the sounds of the New Richmond High School Band, the band that's been selected to represent our community and Wisconsin in the inaugural parade. WIXK has organized Tiger Band Day in cooperation with the Tiger Band Boosters and members of the high school band, and for the next several hours you'll be hearing interviews with band members, band directors, and officials of the Tiger Band Boosters. This day is devoted to a high school musical organization that has represented our community well, and we wish the Tiger Band good luck as they go to Washington, D.C. on January 20th for the inaugural parade.
Camilo Tricky, we have to arrive at Boeing Air Force Base between 11 and 12. At this time, the security will check the, as we know right now, will check the equipment. And they might ask you to check you, so just say yes, you know, whatever the case may be. We don't know. Girls, they don't want you to volunteer. They just want you. Okay. Okay, one last thing. Can you read my mind? Okay, the last 10 years, has really, as far as the band is concerned, has been a growth that it's sort of been a sort of an unbelievable story, I think. And it's really through the work of the community, through the administration of the school, and through you students. I think this is going to be a trip that you're not going to forget for quite a while. You're representing again the state. Okay, let's break that down just a little bit more. As always, we're representing our town, our school. Again, break it down a little bit more. You're representing your parents, your family. And again, breaking it down, you're representing yourself. I'm Wisconsin. Don't rush. Here's your tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4.
People in the area, when I came in, they really wanted to support the program. They were quite down on the band and so on like that. They wanted a program that they could be proud of and a program for their students in music. We feel that the marching band is a community program type thing. It's not just for the school, but it really represents the whole community. And they've sort of given us the title of a Goodwill Ambassadors from New Richmond, Wisconsin. It's really become a community a thing. It's not just 130 kids or 160 kids. It's the whole community is involved in this.
He pushes you really hard, but to get where we have gotten, I gotta say, it's him. He knows how to get you psyched up to do a good job and stuff like that, and that's what I think really makes a good band,
Well, Mr. Lee happens to be a very busy man because he's the only high school band director. Sometimes we don't have an intern or student teacher, so he's got to take care of over 120 students. He wrote up a whole new cadence this year, so he wrote up that part. And he wrote up a whole new arrangement of On Wisconsin, which we'll use in the inaugural parade, and he wrote up my part for that.
In our band, whatever Mr. Lee says goes. He knows what's right and who's better and who's best and all this. And he really knows what he's doing. He's never in doubt.
Yeah, I got a call from Leroy about 10:30 that morning. He said, come on in to Chuck's house. I said, well, did we hear something? And Leroy said, well, I'm not going to say anything. Just come to the house. Of course, I knew you were pretty strong suspicion.
Yeah.
What was your first reaction, Chuck?
Well, it sounded kind of funny to me, too. He said, can I come to your house at about 11:30? I thought, oh, my God, what's this all about? And, of course, I was thinking about it. Pretty exciting for a little while. Just before Christmas, you kind of forgot the Christmas part of it.
The kids up at school, they were having this Christmas program, and they just went wild.
I guess.
Oh, when it was announced up there?
Yes, and it was during that, when they're having
during
the Christmas program. And they just went wild. They were jumping up and down and screaming and just went something else.
Well, I think our first reaction, of course, and the reaction of the whole community is, how will we fund something like this?
Especially
Booster Club got all the arrangements, the busing, where they're going to stay, and so on like that. My job was just to get the band ready. They've been a tremendous help. Plus, also, they do a lot of fundraising.
Whatever. The combination
They've purchased the flags, the uniforms for the gals up front, and have been a good working organization both ways. It's really helped out since we've organized this, but their support, of course, has just been tremendous.
Good morning. This is Mike Bondarenko with WIXK News. It's D.C. or bust in New Richmond. The Tiger Band wants to represent you and the state of Wisconsin in the inaugural parade. They need your help. The band boosters are doing their share. The business community is helping out. But we've all got to chip in to get our goodwill ambassadors marching down Pennsylvania Avenue. The band's trip is the topic of coffee break conversation all over the city. And we know you appreciate the kids and won't let them down.
Certainly has served as a catalyst as far as community interest is concerned, and it's a good positive thing. It's a good healthy thing that, you know, the older people as well as the school kids can get involved in. It really, it's really brought everything together, I think.
Well, I think it was aptly put when the band was named the Ambassadors of Goodwill for New Richmond, because they really bring New Richmond name in front of an awful lot of communities in different states and now nationwide. This is, you know, people said, where's New Richmond? Oh, it's down the road from Somerset. And that's it. Now maybe they'll say Somerset's down the road from New Richmond.
Hopefully.
Well, it's quite a thrill to watch them. I know every summer when we have our fun festival, we have people come over here from the Twin Cities just to see the band. And that really is, you know, it sends shivers up and down your spine when you see them come down the street. They're really an outstanding group.
I really like the feel, just playing the horn. It was the sound that came out of it. I really like the sound, you know, because, I don't know, just... It's a more clear sound, and like, you know, it comes through. Like, if one trumpet's playing in the band, you can hear that trumpet, you know. No matter who else is playing, you can hear that trumpet above. It's a lot of work, but it's a fun instrument to play.
You gotta work with others, and it's not just yourself. You gotta watch out for the other person just as much as you. And I think bands really helped me to become a better person, you know, as a whole, because... And it's just like one big team. You got to work together if you want to be good.
There's not too many music companies that write real good tim-tom parts for the songs, and most of them are kind of dull and really Mickey Mouse type things. So I can kind of play around with different rhythms that I want to do. And since I'm the only one in the section, you know, you can't tell if I'm doing it right or wrong. And I feel like I want to put in a part here that sounds good, I just try it out, and if it works, I keep it. I enjoy that pretty much. I think farm life is pretty nice. We live 4 miles out of New Richmond, so we're still remote enough to be, you know, in a farm setting and country life, but we're close enough that we can make trips back and forth with fairly little difficulty and do like all our activities in school, band, music, FFA, and things like this. And I like farm life because I like mainly the outdoors. Yeah. I don't like to be in cramped, tight situations. And, you know, you can get up in the morning and the air is clean. And we all own our own cows out on the farm, so it requires us to do a certain amount of work to pitch in, and everybody must do this. And as they say, many hands make light work. So when we all get together and get organized, it really goes quick.
There is a lot of competition, though. That's good, too. It keeps people working. You know, if you want to be good, you got to work hard. If you want to excel. My dad really didn't push me into things that, you know, I would do. But once I got going to something, he really encouraged me, and he was really proud. It hasn't been that long. I was a sophomore when he died, so, you know, he would have been really proud of me.
A little bit of lettuce, huh? I got lettuce and lots of tunics.
You know, it's like we're part of the community and we're representing them, and if we do good, it makes the community look good, which, you know, makes them feel better. And they're really happy. They're proud. They want their kids to be part of it.
I guess I'm sentimental, you know. I look out the window just to pass times, you know. I wonder, I look at the car to see, you know, like if there's one person, I just think to myself, I wonder what they're thinking as they drive along. I always sit up there to watch the sunset, because sometimes it's really pretty.
Good morning, New Richmond. This is WIXK Morning News for Wednesday, January 19th. Well, at 3 o'clock this morning, 120 sleepy marching tigers left on their trip to Washington, D.C. It's 7 o'clock now, and their charter flight should be landing just about now. Later today, the band will be touring the city's sights and having their picture taken on the steps of the Capitol. But first on today's agenda is a memorial concert at Arlington National Cemetery.
To me, playing the concert was a big thing, but my playing, you know, being a part of the playing of the Taps was something too, you know. You know, just thinking about, you know, like all the guys in all the wars and stuff, you know, like they've all fought for the country to save, you know, the people from other countries and stuff, and that's, you know, that's something that really takes a lot of guts. When Kennedy got killed and that, I was just a little guy, you know, and it wasn't that important, but just even going today and seeing the grave and stuff really kind of gets to you. It really hit me. We'll be right back.
today in Washington, D.C., Thursday, January 20th, presidential inaugural day. It is another cool dawn on the banks of the Potomac, but the weather prospects are improving for this inaugural day. Looking east from the Washington Monument, that is your nation's capital in the morning darkness there, the place where in a few short hours, Jimmy Carter will complete a remarkable political odyssey when he is sworn in as President of the United States. Hello, I'm Tom Brokaw. This is Today in Washington. Jane Paul is here, too. Here's Floyd Kelber now in the news. Floyd?
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everyone. A cold, cloudy day forecast for the inauguration of Jimmy Carter. Temperatures are to range from 28 to 32 degrees. The winds will be light. A bit of snow may fall.
Patty Olson? Tim Day? Joe Revan? Sue Hurst? Cindy Anderson? Debbie Donahue? Joe Cox? Barb Wendt? Betsy Slater? Colleen Casey. She's in the John. We're all here.
It takes a lot of time, and I enjoy it. I guess I enjoy working with music. I enjoy this very much, and I enjoy working with the students. And I feel if they're interested in coming for extra rehearsals, doing extra things, that I should also give up my time for this. I feel I'm real lucky. My wife is very understanding, and so is my family. She enjoys it very much. She enjoys Sunday parades. And she enjoys going with the band, and so does the whole family.
I'm mainly here to support the group and really help out all I can. And I'm just real proud of the kids, and I think the reason they're here is because Leroy has a lot of discipline with his group, and kids these days need that.
I like it a lot. I like seeing all the memorials and stuff. It's a lot of fun. I wrote to Amy Carter and sent her a picture of me in my outfit, and I'm going to wave to her today.
Today seemed like one of the best days for weather we've just about ever had. I think I've seen a little more snow around here than I usually do in Washington, D.C., but the sun is out beautifully today, and the crowd is nice and large. The youth are anxious to get in that parade and march down Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol all the way to the White House. And as we pass in review past the President of the United States, Uncle Sam's going to take off his hat to him, as we traditionally do.
I'm right ready. I know what I'm doing now. I'm really nervous, but I know we can do it. Everyone's really confident.
Hey, listen. Just review it. Once we get up to 15, when we make a right, drummers, you got to go on the rims or play soft first, and if that's not soft enough, go on the rims. And when you make a left, and when she gives you a signal for a roll off, when you start to roll off, go on the heads. After that, it's all on Wisconsin. And really lift and make it sharp. That's it, okay? Two blocks of some real excellent cartoon. Okay, let's remake it for the state and for our own town and for ourselves, okay? Let's go.
I feel good. I feel clean.
You
ready?
You gonna make
I'm gonna march, I'm gonna play, I'm gonna look good for Jimmy Carter.
Kids are really excited, and they're going to really be proud, and you know, I think it's going to be a really great experience for us. It's never going to happen again.
We're all veterans. We seem to pull through when the going gets tough. Everybody decides they're going to be sharp and they're going to try, and they think knees come up and diagonals are straight. After like about 5 miles with some of these longer parades, it really kind of gets to hurt and things like that, but I never passed out or never quit during a parade, and I never will.
Jimmy Carter,
finally here. And it's just so rewarding. It's just, you know, worth it in every way. Just the honor of being in a band, that's good.
I think that even seeing an inauguration is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but being a part of it is even more, you know, not many people get to do that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. It's really, I'm gonna remember that and tell my grandchildren about that, I'm sure.
Thought like a small town like New Richmond, Wisconsin, which isn't really close to anything, would be marching in a national parade like the president's inaugural.
It's really sent a thrill through you, you know? You'd hear it, you'd kind of in the back of your mind, you wonder, am I really here, you know? And then all of a sudden you'd hear him say it.
All I remember is seeing his smile, and I just thought, oh, I never imagined this in 1,000 years. It was just super, especially when he stood up for the band. Just what an honor.
This group this year has just amazed everybody, how they pulled together and worked, and I've really enjoyed working with this group. They've done even more than I was really expected of them.